The Trump administration is going after China's allies across the globe. Is Cuba next? Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. The capture of Nicolas Maduro from Venezuela was a serious blow to the Chinese Communist Party. And the Iranian regime, another friend to the CCP, is looking about ready to topple. But the Chinese Communist Party hasn't run out of friends. Oh no, not by a long shot. Not even in the New World. After all, there are still Brazil, Chile, and Cuba. Land of cigars and communism. Two things that usually end up in a puff of smoke. So, of course, what happened in Venezuela has reporters asking the obvious question. Is Cuba next?
Is the Cuban government the Trump administration's next target, Mr. Secretary? Very quickly.
Well, the Cuban government is a huge problem. Yeah, the Cuban government is a huge problem.
First of all, is that a yes?
Cuba, but I don't think people fully appreciate. I think they're in a lot of trouble, yes.
Given what happened to Maduro, that might be the understatement of the year. But what does Trump have to say about this?
Are you considering U.S. action in Cuba?
We're not. I think it's just going to fall. That Cuba is ready to fall. You know?
Yes.
Cuba looks like it's ready to fall. I don't know if they're going to hold out. But Cuba now has no income. They got all of their income from Venezuela, from the Venezuelan oil. They're not getting any of it.
So it seems like Cuba is definitely on the Trump administration's radar. It even seems like there are some ideas on who may run it later. I can't imagine how much time Rubio's spending updating his LinkedIn profile these days. Jokes aside, the Trump administration has said there will be no more oil or money going to Cuba. And there's good reason for this tough approach. Cuba is a communist holdout, a CCP ally, and a mere 90 miles from Florida. 90 miles! Cuba's closer to the United States than Taiwan is to China. Think about that. Although I wouldn't want to be a PLA soldier on the front lines charging into a wall of Florida men. Thanks to its location, Cuba is a major security threat to the U.S. In fact, just last year, Newsweek released a report with satellite images from Cuban spy sites capable of mapping U.S. assets or monitoring American detection and response capabilities. It raised serious alarm bells in Washington because of suspicions that Chinese equipment may be at these bases. On top of that, American government officials have confirmed that China has access to intelligence facilities in Cuba. I did a longer video on that topic almost 2 years ago, so check it out. Former CIA and FBI counterintelligence officers have been saying for years that Cuba trades insights gathered from human intelligence, or HUMIT, for favors from other powers, especially Russia and China. Cuba also helped Venezuela build its own intelligence apparatus to cement its rule. Although that didn't work out so well for them. But spying on the U.S. from Cuba isn't the only Chinese threat in the Caribbean. Last month, a diplomat and Chinese state-run media both reported that the PLA was planning for combat in Latin America. And while some of these war games obviously were focused on Taiwan and the Northern Pacific, others were pitting the PLA against a quote-unquote enemy combatant in the Gulf of America and Caribbean Sea, including around Cuba. And why not? The CCP could easily use Cuba as a base for launching attacks against American oil infrastructure in the Gulf, cyber attacks or assassinations on military bases, or other campaigns to keep America busy if the PLA invades Taiwan. On top of that, one declassified assessment released 2 years ago by the U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence listed Cuba as one of many countries where the PLA planned to open an overseas base. Because China's not growing and modernizing its military for funsies. So there's definitely logic to those who think regime change in Cuba would be a good next step when it comes to weakening the CCP. But it might not be that simple. Previous American attempts to overthrow the Cuban communists have not gone so great. Although some would say that's because President Kennedy kind of changed his mind at the last minute and didn't offer enough support. CBS suggested in a report that the U.S. will allow Mexico to provide oil to Cuba, and that both President Trump and Secretary of State and possible future El Presidente, Marco Rubio, may try to negotiate a deal with the regime to reform away from authoritarian communism. Nobody knows if that will ultimately happen or what is actually happening in Trump's golden-maned head. But one thing's for sure. With Maduro gone, Russia bogged down in Ukraine, well, bogged harder, the hardest of bogging. And with China in the midst of an economic slowdown, Cuba isn't in a good place. The pandemic wreaked havoc on its tourism industry. And protests over power outages and economic troubles have left the country in such a vulnerable state that it might have no choice but to fold to the White House's demands. That and, you know, being scared after just seeing one of their closest partners bombed by the U.S. And perp walked in his pajamas. Thank goodness Maduro doesn't sleep naked. If Cuba does give in to the White House's demands, or if there does end up being regime change, it just means that China will have a much harder time using it as a proxy to harm Americans. It's clear that the CCP is losing sway in the Caribbean and Latin America, but the U.S. still has to watch its back. For example, interim Venezuelan President Delcy Rodriguez was embraced by the ambassadors of China, Russia, and Iran before anyone else at her swearing-in ceremony. What, were Cobra Commander and Skeletor not available? And that's to say nothing of the CCP's increased investments, tech sales, and infrastructure projects in the Western Hemisphere, or its partnership with fellow BRICS member Brazil. Arresting Maduro and his wife was a good first step, and there are encouraging signs that the U.S. will be able to either weaken or get rid of Chinese influence in Cuba and Venezuela moving forward. But if the U.S. really wants to dominate the Western Hemisphere, there's still a lot of work to be done. If you want to stay up to date on all the latest China news, sign up for my free weekly newsletter. Just click here or the link below. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. See you next time.